You're listening to the Audio Salvage Project.
The best music on the internet.
ASP. It's a listening party of a different kind today. It's compare and contrast the new mixes with previously quote-unquote amateur mixes. Who's going to win the day?
Well, I think people are very aware of my views on the topic. I'm curious as to what your views are.
Well, sonically, the mixes are lacking to an extreme. I think most fans are of the impression that they're the very best because they come from Giles. And of course, the long-running story is that Peter Jackson invented this technology. So why wouldn't it be fantastic specifically for a Beatles release? But you and I both know that simply isn't the truth.
Well, people don't believe me when I would say something that is bombastic as Giles Martin is inept with this technology, or Peter Jackson's audio team doesn't have what they think they have. Or when I make commentary over the past week and a half about the new mixes being horribly done, they're like, who are you? You know, but they don't understand. Who am I? I worked with it for over 10 years.
You have to remember that this was a technology that they had been told for years to not even touch. And so while you and I and many others were embracing it and learning so much about it, the people at EMI and Capitol and all the engineers bopping around their studios found themselves way behind the proverbial eight ball.
That's what I'm noticing too. I mean, there's just so much obvious technique that they could have employed while remixing these, and they just didn't.
I think the issue is largely generational. This is just one of those rare cases where the so-called amateurs know significantly more than the professional engineers. If you stem a track, particularly a vocal, and you isolate it, what's the very first thing you do before you remix that track back into the song?
Easy question, simple answer. You rip from whatever track it is, particularly vocals, but from whatever track, you strip it of their whatever effects they had going on, and you save that effect as a separate track. And then you re-import that, and you can distribute that effect anywhere in the stereo spectrum now. So if you have a track that has all kinds of like mono echo on vocal aimed directly where the vocal track is, you now are in the very fortunate position of being able to kind of stereoize that and broaden the spectrum simply by ripping the echo or the reverb off of that track, creating it its own separate stem, and then re-importing it rather than having to add 2023 echo to a 1958 recording, for example.
Exactly. But how long did it take you to learn that technique?
Yeah, it took me years to figure that out. But see, in keeping with that theme, Giles Martin's new remixes didn't do that at all.
No, not at all. Because Giles Martin, bless him, only knows what Peter Jackson has taught him. And Peter Jackson and his team obviously are about 8 years behind the technology. This is why I say to anyone who will believe it, that we really are the pioneers in this particular case.
Now let's do a quick comparison between some of everybody else's work out there, including my own, and the quote-unquote official new remixes of 2023 by Giles Martin. Now, this first one that I want to play, this is one of yours that you actually did.
I did this one about, perhaps 3 years back.
Right. You fixed the timing. You were the first person.
All the timing issues.
Who actually...
With the harmonica at the end.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, side by side. Here is the new Giles Martin mix that they just released last week. Here is Ian's.
Come on,
Please Please Me, Ian's mix with the corrected and restored natural timing of the original mix of Please Please Me as they originally performed it back in 1963. I love that version. I think that is like the ultimate mix for me. I've tried it myself, haven't been able to even approach that level of like perfection, especially the ending. So it's a good mix. It's a really, really solid, good, well thought out mix. Kudos. And coming up is one of mine. First, I want to give you a sample of their new remix of this song. She loves you.
Think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you, and you know you should.
Yeah, that's enough. We're allowed to use these for sampling purposes, to for discussion and for critique. But there's only so much we can use, so we have to limit it. I can't play you the whole full mix, but enough to give you a gist of it. Now that was theirs. As you can tell, I mean, their dynamic range is very limited on this one. They seem to like cut the dynamics down quite a bit. And I'm thinking the cutoff, it has to be somewhere around, between 10 and 11. And I might be wrong about that, but it just seems to me that's where it's at. I think the reason really is when you try to boost those, and I have, you can hear all the artifacts from the stems that just weren't cleaned. And, the stem rips were, ever so slightly overprocessed. So, it was a really deep rip. You can tell. So the stereo mix on this is a very, very narrow, and it's, the dynamic range has been cut severely. So the song loses that punch, for lack of better words. They just took the balls and ripped it right off of it. So that was their mix. This is a mix that I did actually about 2 months back. And you can find this mix, on a previous podcast, but we're doing compare and contrast. That was theirs. This is mine.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
she's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you, and you know you should be glad. She said you hurt her so, she almost lost her mind. But now she says she knows you're not. Apologize to her, because she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. She loves you, and you know you should be glad. Ooh, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, that's good. Solid redistribution of sound. If ever a stereo mix should stand the test of time, then it should be something along these lines. I might have boosted it about 40 hertz just slightly, but that's nitpicking. I love what was done with the effects. That's pure Abbey Road right there.
See, this is exactly what I've been trying to tell some of the folks in some of the groups, that there are countless other people that are doing it better and giving it away for free. And it gets on my nerves how every time all these sort of idiots, you know, that speak with crayons, you know, are just like, well, yeah, who are you? Yeah, what do you know? And just because they think I'm an egomaniac and I'm being self-centered about it, it's automatically, well, your work sucks. But then when you quiz them, you know, it's not your work sucks. We just don't like you, so we're going to put anything down that you do. Meanwhile, some of those same people that are complaining, if you follow their IPs to my downloads, they're the ones downloading my stuff.
The real shame of it would be if you allow them to make you second guess your work. I mean, this is what you do. There's nothing else. And we both know our output is good and significant. And I don't always mean we grind out a perfect mix every time either. I'm a huge proponent of the warts and all approach. Make it better when you can. But if you cannot, then David, be proud. The only people bitching are the ones who think Peter Jackson is actually a recording engineer and they couldn't identify a stereo mix with quadraphonic eardrums.
The next one we're going to do is from Lord Reith, who is one of the few people that do what I do that I haven't met yet, online or otherwise. He did some incredible work in it, and I didn't know who he was until, it would have been like 2020, mid-pandemic, and it was Shelley DiCapri that said, have you heard any of his stuff yet? And I'm like, no, who? So thank you, Shelley. But anyway, he did this mix, and what makes this mix amazing is not only is it more immersive than the current mix, the recent 2023 mix on the Red album, is that he did it years back, and he did it using only the MDX models, which are now like long gone. So this is the we're going to hear a snippet of the 2023 Red album mix by Mr. Giles Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is the one that was done years before that, before they allegedly developed this proprietary software by Loreth. Loreth doing his remix thing on Twist and Shout. This one now is one that I did, three, 4 months back, and put it on a podcast, and people didn't respond well until they heard the official remix from the Red Album. And then all of a sudden I'm getting like, they should have used something like your mix. I'm like, oh really? Thank you. Anyway, point is, here's the 2023 official remix with the Beatles' official Okie Dokie on it of Love Me Do.
Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please, love me do.
And if that reverb-encrusted train wreck didn't thrill your ears, you're not alone.
I can't believe the degree of very noticeable artifacts. And the additional reverb and decrease in upper frequencies was probably done to try to mask those obvious imperfections. I mean, the fanboys can get mad all they want, but you're absolutely right, David. This is shit.
Here is mine, but bear in mind, there are others out there. You can choose your flavor, but this is mine from 3 months ago. Love Me Do.
Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So love me do. Whoa,
love me do. Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please love me do. Whoa, love me do. Love me do.
You know, there's some weeks, particularly lately, that I think to myself, fuck, I just don't want to grind out one more goddamn podcast. I would rather just put my work out there without dialogue, because it seems like the moment I started talking real about the false narratives and the hype and the horseshit that comes out of McCartney's mouth and Giles' mouth and, you know, Peter's mouth, the more people just get absolutely outraged. And then it's not about my work anymore. It's fucking personal, you know?
Well, it's the age old argument, isn't it? If you're right, you know, it's going to challenge everything others think they know or want to believe. The more you share, the more some of them are going to accuse you of being a bully or a liar, and suddenly you're a target. And your work becomes targeted as well. You know you're justified, and you know you must be onto something when they make it personal and professional at the same time.
You know, I have to question Giles' ability to learn and adapt to the new technology. I don't see the learning curve with him. He just keeps repeating the same mistakes. It's like he doesn't know the music well enough to begin with to conceive of how he really thinks it should be remixed proper. Or is it properly? It doesn't matter. Anyway, point is, you know, she said, what the fuck did you do to that? I am the walrus. What are you thinking, bro? And just on and on. He butchered Helter Skelter. I mean, that's one of the biggest highlights for me of the White Album, but he just fucking butchered it. And all the fanboys and girls are going, it's great, the greatest thing, what a gift. It's not a gift. You're getting charged out your ass to buy it for the 37th time in your lifetime. And it's not even, it's inferior. It's inferior shit. So, what do you think the future is for the deluxe remixes?
Well, as long as fans are willing to make mediocrity a shared experience and pay out of their asses to do it, there's really no major incentive for anything to improve with future projects. I wouldn't sit here and call Red and Blue a cash grab if it offered the level of professional care that those masters deserved. And yes, I realize that the average fan is too stupid to know an inferior product when they hear it. But is that an excuse to release it and fool yourself as an engineer into thinking this is your finest hour? Let me put it this way for you American baseball fans out there. If you're a fabulous team and you have one last chance at bat, And you know what you're about to do will be a part of your legacy for generations of fans. Do you want someone on home plate who doesn't know how to swing a bat? Or do you want someone in there who you know is going to knock the fucking ball onto the airport runway, 6 miles away? You've got to learn the rules before you earn the right to play the game. Now, if I'm Giles Martin, I should already know how to stem tracks from master tapes. We've been doing it from more inferior sources and getting better results for literally years. In the event that I am Giles Martin and don't know how to stem tracks from master tapes, then I have to outsource what is essentially my job to someone else to do for me, right?
Right.
And giving it to Giles, who doesn't know the technology to hand it off to Peter, the film producer, to give to his staff because he doesn't know shit, is like handing the keys of a 747 to a pilot that doesn't know how to fly so he can hand it to a plane stewardess so she can hire her cousin, Jake, who is a milkman, to fly us all to Tahiti. Sure, the milk was great, but fuck, that was a rough landing. So my question is this how we want the master tapes of the most famous and prolific band in the history of music to be managed and cared for?
And on that note, I think we're going to end the conversation because I couldn't have said it. I couldn't have said that any better, man. Thank you. We've been talking with Ian today, who is a sort of a mixologist, same as me, and but better.
Oh, and, yes, indeed.
You're welcome. So what's next for you? What do you've got lined up?
I got two new projects, actually. We're in post-production on the Washington Coliseum show, and that one will be mixed to stereo as well. If anyone is interested, they can find me on YouTube, Ian Bishop 397.
And we're going to close with 2021 remix of mine of I Saw Her Standing There. See you next week.
One, two, three, five!